And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some ideas, some strategies to help you improve your current investments and to enhance your retirement income. Well, you know, it's always investing season year-round. But in the months of January and February, a little bit more attention or focus is placed on those investments, your RIF, your RSP, and your tax-free, which is today's topic, how to build tax-free wealth, growth, retirement income, and how to create more tax-free contribution room. Now, to properly evaluate a fund's value or performance, it needs 5 years or more. It's a better measuring stick. Not what the funds are doing this month, up or down, or the past 90 days, but the past 5 years, and what needs to be done to continue those returns or improve them. So by now, you should have your 2021 statement out. What were your returns? Were they in the double digits? 8% plus, a solid 6% or less. More importantly, since 2021 was an incredible boom year, as were 20 and 19, your three-year returns most likely were in the double digits or at least 8% plus. But check out your five-year returns, which will include the sell-off in 2018 and the relatively flat or slow growth in 2017. Look back at the five-year numbers in all your investments. Let's focus on your tax-free. Canada, one of the very few countries to offer such a program. In England, for example, it's only available to modest income earners. Americans don't have it, and clients who are dual citizens or Canadians living in the States or abroad can't invest tax-free. But here in Canada, tax-free, it's the same limit for everyone, for rich or poor, one of the few investment programs that income or your rank or your tax bracket really doesn't matter. It's simply your investment knowledge. The more knowledge, the better the growth opportunities. You can expand your contribution limits. So let's start off with our story. Let's begin with the basics. Tax-free began in 2009, introduced by then Finance Minister Jim Flaherty. The original amount allowed to invest, $5,000. And it stayed that way for a few years, reaching $5,500 in 2013. And in 2015, the Harper government pushed it to $10,000 a year and planned to keep it that way, an even, nice even, $10,000. But plans and elections got changed. And by 2016, it was back to $5,000, eventually back up to $5,500. And for the past 4 years, it has been $6,000. Well, here we are, year 14. And the fives and the sixes and the 10, the total contribution limit for 2022 is now $81,500, and double that if you're married. And it continues to build. The room doesn't go away, so you can catch up later. We all have equal room, but those who invest better, it's amazing what can happen. Take two fictitious people. Bob and Frank, two neighbors. Both started their tax-free plan in January of 2009. So Bob went to his bank. Let's open up a tax-free savings account. You should do that, Bob, okay? No tax, savings account. And we'll put it in low stuff, savings. You don't want any risk, don't want to lose any money, savings. When that's what the sign said, tax-free savings. And each year, over the next 13 years, Bob placed the yearly max up to December of 31, just gone by, a few weeks ago, all in savings and GICs. Now, GICs were paying 3% when he started, and he kept renewing and adding new GICs, but halfway through, his GICs were paying around 2% for Stay Safe Bob. And for the last few years, he was adding and renewing tax-free GICs and savings at 1%. And inflation was beginning to heat up in 2021, and his returns were shrinking. He'd invested a total of $75,500, the max prior to this year, and the total value after 13 years was less than $85,000. Now, while $85,000 is certainly more than $75,000 he put in over the last 13 years, there was no real dollar loss, but his purchasing power had not really gone up. But he felt safe. Perhaps that suited him. Bob's neighbor, Frank, he started his tax-free the very same day, January of 2009. He walked into the bank. They said, do you want to open up a tax-free savings account, Frank? Nice and safe. But Frank looked around the bank, which looked very impressive. Now, remember, it's January of 2009. It's right after the biggest financial collapse. In 2008, investments were down over 40%. General Motors was going bankrupt. Ford may be soon. The big three were on the brink, all heading to Congress looking for bailout money. In the States, led by Lehman Brothers, over 21 U.S. banks filed for bankruptcy. 21 banks. In 2008 alone, there were over 100 banks in the U.S. in 2009 that went bankrupt. The house of cards had fallen. The big short was on. The world financial collapse. Now, Frank followed the markets a little. Not much, but a little. And was always told to buy, well, bank stocks and dividend-type stocks and value and growth. Now, Canadian bank stocks were also hit hard in 2008. RBC, TD, Scotia, the stock price had fallen 50% in a year. But Canadian banks, much more regulated, stable, compared to those in the U.S. So Frank looked around, and while his banker was pitching a savings plan with no tax, Frank could see her lips moving, but the wheels in his head were moving elsewhere. Frank, seeing that Fidelity, a long-standing finance company in the States since for decades, really, survived the 08 crash quite well. And stocks were now at an all-time low. They were cheap. And while some people were screaming and running out of the building, didn't even know why, they just followed the crowd because something or someone had told them on TV that we're all going to financially die. This was the financial end. Well, Frank looked at the bank again and thought, stocks, Fidelity, growth, value, and said, I will open up a tax-free investment plan, but not in your GICs, but in the funds that own Canadian bank stocks. The very same ones pitching GICs. I'm going to buy some American growth as well, because I see a recovery happening. This new Obama guy, he looks pretty sharp. So Frank started with $420 a month that day, January of 2009. Two funds, Fidelity American and Canadian. Thinking, boy, this had better work for GIC Bob, his neighbor. Always bragged how much smarter he was. His grass was always greener. Frank kept continuing investing. That's what his advisor told him. He increased his monthly contributions as the room grew, only to find in 2011 the markets went down, a sell-off again, just 2 years after he'd started. Now, not nearly as big as 2008, but the funds were in the red, minus three range. My wife's going to kill me, Frank thought. I better make sure the life insurance is up to date. But Frank wasn't going to take a loss. Got to think longer term. That's what his advisor had said. That's what all the books said that he read. Wealthy Barber, Gordon Pape, Warren Buffett. So he stuck with it. And then the markets took off. From 2012 to 2015, his American growth averaged 20% per year, ranging from 8.5 to 37.4 annually. Canadian, a more modest 8.7 average. And in 2015, the Canadian fund dipped. Once again, minus three. And in 2016, the American fund dipped minus one, the Trump-Hillary election. That's why you diversify. But then in 2018, another sharp sell-off, and everything is down, minus three, minus six. Then massive rallies. In 2019, the COVID 2020 crash and the recovery, and the massive rally in 2021. After all that, all the ups and downs, the starts and stops, after 13 years, by the end of December 31, 2021, investing 75.5, despite all the sell-offs and all the negative news for the past decade and so, Frank just made his lunch and went to work and kept investing, monthly around $482 an average for 13 years. Had it all been American growth, right now he'd be sitting with $143,000 today. He put equal amounts in both American and Canadian, December 31, $127,000. $127,000 in his tax-free compared to his neighbor, GIC Bob, at 85. Both Bob and Frank started at the same time, invested the same amount, equal footing. Frank had a bit more investment knowledge, and he shut out the outside noise. He didn't try to time it, didn't try to outguess it. He just invested. Frank has over $40,000 more in his tax-free than Bob, and both can add a new $6,000 so far this year. But GIC Bob would like to transfer some of his $85,000, but unfortunately, most of it is still locked in low-rate, 1%, long-term GICs. Those safe things, tax-free savings. That's what the sign still says at his bank, Let's open one up. Bob can't transfer until the terms expire, so somebody's making money off Bob's money, and it's not Bob. The investors like Frank and anyone else who owns shares in the bank that sold Bob his savings tax-free. Now, who's got the greener grass? However, there was a third investor, Jennifer, who started her tax-free back in 2009 and surpassed both Bob and Frank combined by miles. The answer was right in the palm of her hand, as it was just for about all of us back then. We'll be right back after this to find out what it was.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back, and let's go back to January 2009, and a third fictitious investor, Jennifer, decides to open this new tax-free. While sitting at the bank lobby waiting for her appointment, seeing all the savings rates being offered, Jennifer plays a bit on her new phone she's bought a few months back. Now, she was a pretty keen investor, having bought Motorola, Ericsson, and Research in Motion stocks from her previous phones she had owned. She had bought and sold those stocks along with others, had lost a bit, and sometimes made gains. And those gains, however, each time the profit she made was always taxable. Then it hit her, right in the palm of her hand, this new iPhone that was all the rage. She had dumped her BlackBerry, and Apple had this new iPad coming out in 2009. And with all these new apps, she applied her knowledge and her past experience. I'm going to buy Apple stock and place that in this new tax-free. It's an American stock, but there's no foreign content rule in a tax-free. Americans, if they buy it, they pay tax. Canadians buy it, no tax. Big deal. Jennifer maxes her tax-free each year with nothing but Apple stock for 13 straight years. And as of December gone by, she has $436,000 in her tax-free. She can sell half. She can sell some, maybe all of it. New Year's Eve, all tax-free profit. Plus, now she has $436,000 tax-free room to reinvest as she wishes. If the market were to fall right now, January, I'll buy more cheaper, or maybe add a bit more diversification. Maybe now just in Fidelity Growth Funds, along with Frank, knowing that the returns the next 10 years probably won't be as lofty as the past decade. Probably not double digits, but quality growth will still surpass over safety and pessimism. Perhaps through all the mostly ups and downs, a more realistic maybe 6-7% long-term, but whatever the gains are, it's all tax-free. Whatever investment options they or you choose, it's not a 90-day plan. Whatever's hot this month or what's down so far this year, it's a 5-year plan plus for Jennifer and Frank, and even play it too safe in the past, GIC Bob. Now, I don't know of anyone who had quite the foresight of this Jennifer, but there are investors who have used the tax-free investment program and have benefited quite handsomely. And I, like most or many advisors, have clients who would have taken the middle of the road approach, like Frank, and currently have over $125,000 in their tax-free accounts, who built it up over the past decade or so in medium-risk growth funds. The investment train, it keeps moving, upward and to the right, sometimes really fast, sometimes the train stops, and sometimes it backs up a little bit. Then it rolls forward again. You can't time it. You can't outguess it. Just get on it, stay on it, until it's your time to slowly disembark with your tax-free retirement income. We thank you for listening in today. We trust you've learned something, knowledge you can use to better enhance your investments. For more on this, you can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. Call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe, stay invested.